News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
So, look here at the news yesterday and look for the last year, dominated by one story, COVID, and particularly a really sad news, the death toll here in this country passing 3,000 yesterday. When you think, you know, 3,000 lives cut short prematurely, 3,000 families today who are still mourning a loved one. It's a horrible milestone to have reached.
Yeah, 3,000 deaths is a horrible milestone, but also more cases in the month of January than in the whole of 2020. And obviously those new tighter restrictions were brought in yesterday on travel and with fines and policing, etc. But the emphasis is clearly now on travel, Shane. And I think personally that that is appropriate. Lockdown 5 is taking care of the numbers and they are currently dropping by about half every 10 days. That's a good thing. We're doing that. But whatever about zero COVID, there is zero point in us doing that and all the good efforts that people are going to and the hard work that people are doing and not doing our damnedest once we get those cases right down again, which we're doing, to sealing the border to whatever extent we can do. And I know we have difficulties. I know we have a 300-mile difficulty not very far north of here. But we need to do this. We are taking care of what happens in the Republic now. People are making gargantuan efforts. Now, when we get them down, we stop them going back up this time. That has to be the solution that we put emphasis on now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody has explained to me how you seal a border with hundreds of entry points. I don't know how that is possible. I don't disagree with what you're saying, Ciara. I do worry, though, is travel now the latest kind of shiny bauble that we're chasing after that's going to solve this issue? And, you know, like the app before, like face masks are hugely important, but, you know, they weren't going to actually solve the problem. I'm not sure travel is either. Fines, again, we need them, but I'm not sure they're going to solve them. Like, interesting, I see a lot of the analysis in the papers today talking about, you know, the lack of a plan in March when we come out of this. And I've seen criticism of the government as well. Why didn't we have a plan for schools reopening? Why didn't we do this plan months ago for schools reopening if cases reach X, Y and Z? I think that's hokum. I really do. And bunkum. Because I don't know how you plan too far ahead with COVID. Because COVID, you know, everybody has a plan until you get punched on the nose. And COVID keeps punching us on the nose, and the scenarios keep changing. There's new variants, and you know what? It's people don't want to hear this, but I just think with COVID there is a large element of muddling through and being reactive rather than proactive. I'm not sure there's an alternative to that.
Yeah, look, you're right. It is a dynamic and evolving situation. And the idea that we would have a roadmap that didn't hit speed bumps is ludicrous and just shows maybe a desire on people's part to have that, but a failure for them to understand where we're actually at. But I take your point on the border, but we need to be working on this because there is no way that it is reasonable to ask people to live like this. And bear in mind, we've been living like this since the start of the year. And no doubt we're going to go to the 5th of March, but we may go beyond that. We'll be living like this for months. And then to do that and to squander that effort, to squander it, and not for the first time, maybe for the second time, let's be honest, we were down into double digits, 30 odd cases, etc., back in the summer. To squander it for a second time is bloody stupid. We can't do it. We shouldn't do it. And the only way around that is to push it down now. And I don't know that we can achieve the zero COVID utopia, but we definitely need to work harder on our borders. We were slack on that front, and I think that was the issue.
Okay.
But look,
let us know.
Yeah.
Does the government need to be more proactive in their COVID response? Are you happy with their handling of the pandemic? Let us know your views. 5216 for 30 cents, or tweet us at NT Breakfast.
And a man who we also want to know his views on all of this joins us now, Professor Gabriel Scally, public health physician and Professor of Public Health at the University of Bristol. Gabriel, you're very welcome. You heard what we were talking about and you know the situation that we're faced with. The level 5 restrictions have been extended until March. New tighter restrictions on travel and penalties have been brought in. What's your reaction to it all?
Well, it's good to see that there is some movement on borders. You know, Britain and Ireland, across the countries of the world, have been some of the very, very few that haven't really had any meaningful restrictions on travel in and out. And that's a dreadful position to be in when you're trying to cope with one of the most infectious and dangerous diseases we've seen in a century. So I welcome them, but there's no you can't half seal your borders, or you can't half keep the cases out, or you can't half quarantine. So it's a question of how thorough the measures are. For example, I don't believe that it is really possible to determine where someone has travelled from in this day and age. People can travel via all sorts of hubs across the world. They can get to Ireland by boat or by plane. They can change along the way. They can get a plane to Paris, a train to London, and another flight from London, or whatever. So I think the only way to do it is do it properly. And
have we done it properly, Gabriel? Is that what you're saying, that we haven't done it thoroughly enough?
Well, let's wait and see. For example, putting people into hotels to be quarantined is a good idea, I think. An absolutely good idea, because I don't think the self-isolation really works. But you need to manage that isolation. And we know from experience around the world, and that's what we should be doing. We should be learning from places like New Zealand, Australia, Taiwan, and so on. We know that unless you manage that, there will be guests will mix with each other. They will go out. They will mix with the staff. And it doesn't take very long before you can have one of these hotels as a spreading venue.
As a hub. To say, currently the only people who will be going to hotels are people from certain areas of the world. Regular travellers arriving in will be asked to self-isolate and be legally mandated to, but in their own homes. Is that enough? Should we have every traveller entering the country in a hotel situation?
Absolutely, we should. As I say, how do you know where they've come from? I would guess that there'll be very few people who'll be putting their hands up when they're going through the border controls, through passports, saying, oh, by the way, I came from Brazil. You know, I might have got off a plane from Stockholm, but that's where I came from. You know, it just won't happen. So it should be the same for everyone. There should be no exceptions. That's the other thing. I really worry about exceptions to it, and people being released early on the basis of tests, which isn't satisfactory either.
The 5 days, this is just for people listening, that somebody could have a negative test on 5 days and exit the self-isolation. You think that's not appropriate?
No, it's not appropriate. I mean, if you're going to do it properly and take your learning from places that do it well, have been successful. But what is interesting, of course, is that the UK is moving fast as well. And we're expecting announcements today about what the UK is doing. And they're likely to put in place tougher restrictions than the Republic. But it's very contentious there as well. So we don't wait and see what comes out. So talk of sealing the border.
We mentioned, myself and Shane, the border with Northern Ireland, something you'd be acutely aware of yourself, obviously. It's very long. It's very torturous. There are multiple, you know, ways to cross it. Is that our Achilles heel? And in fairness to the government, what are they supposed to do about this? We have a political sensitivity, which you're well aware of. We have guards who can't cross into Northern Ireland. We have the PSNI who can't cross into the south. What do we actually do?
Well, there needs to be a discussion, doesn't there, between the politicians, and I've been extraordinarily disappointed at their inability to do anything. We have a memorandum of understanding with Northern Ireland in terms of COVID-19, which promises harmonisation, cooperation and so on. And we've seen almost nothing as a result, different rules and regulations in the two parts of the island. And the politicians need to sit down and sort it out, you know. And the spats over the last week between politicians, north and south, about passage of information from locator forms, about whether or not the north is testing for the variant, are all extraordinarily unhelpful. And I mean, shocking.
So you think that there's bickering largely going on?
Absolutely. I think that's a perfect word for it, bickering. Instead of sitting down and saying, look, we've got a job to do here, let's get on, let's do it together. But that's the only way it'll work. But I mean, if the Republic of Ireland has to go ahead and get it down within the Republic's borders, go ahead and do it and put as much
as a person from Northern Ireland, you would have no problem with us sealing the border.
I'd have no problem. But I was going to say if it's possible. But it's 310 miles, and I've worked on the border as a doctor, and it's not easy at all. But what I was going to say was the public, both north and south, are very much in favour of tighter restrictions on incoming cases, particularly. Incoming visitors bringing cases in, particularly with the variants coming up. So there's a huge amount of public support for this.
There is.
And one of the problems is that there isn't really a talk about a strategy for getting back to normal or whatever, but there isn't a strategy for dealing with COVID. In neither part of the country do I see a proper strategy for sorting out the disease. And it is not just, I heard your discussion earlier talking about this being the latest bauble. No, it's not like that. You have to have a whole range of public health measures, and they are additive, and sometimes they're synergistic.
Not one silver bullet, many silver bullets. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Dr. Gabriel Scally, their public health physician and former director of public health for Belfast and professor of public health.